Welcome to another episode of Off Topic with Jason Allen. I am Jason Allen. I'm a licensed mortgage loan officer serving my clients and referral partners in Utah since 1992. I am the host of this podcast. If you're considering home refinance or home purchase, this episode is for you. I explain everything you need to know about whether or not you should pay old or new unpaid collections. This is the audio taken from a live broadcast. I hope you find value in this recording. Please consider subscribing, sharing, and commenting. So without further ado, let the podcast begin. Here we are. Welcome, welcome, welcome to this live broadcast. So whether you're watching live or on the replay, in this video, I am going to explain a couple of things about whether or not you should pay your unpaid collections. So welcome. I am Jason Allen. I am a mortgage loan specialist. Today's video, we're going to talk about whether or not we should pay unpaid collections when thinking about buying or refinancing a home. So I'm super glad that you're here. The chats are going to be a minute or so behind the live. So if you have a question, please let me know and I'd be happy to answer that for you. This is a common question. I get this one a lot. And primarily today, we're going to be talking about primary residences. So all of the information that we talk about today are going to have to do with your primary home. So second homes, investment properties, a little bit different animal when it comes to unpaid collections. But today we will be discussing primary residence with conventional and FHA loans. To start off with, when I'm in the initial conversation with an applicant, the subject of unpaid collections often come up because life happens. So when a prospective home buyer is thinking about buying or selling, naturally they begin thinking about their credit score, their payment history, and their unpaid collections. And one mistake that they often make is they try to think about their credit rationally. And you kind of can't do that because it seems like the credit bureaus are always, you know, kind of keeping us in the dark as to how we should handle things other than, you know, paying our debts on time and keeping our balances on our revolving debt low. When a home buyer or someone who's thinking about refinancing, they immediately start paying off debts and they want to show the lender that they're a good borrower, and so they think it makes sense to them as a borrower or as an applicant to, you know, start paying off old or brand new unpaid collections because they think it's going to be a good thing for them in the eyes of the lender. Naturally, they rationalize that the lender will look upon them more favorably if they pay off these old or new collections. But here is a super mortgage tip. There are times when paying old unpaid collections is not necessary. And here's why. Again, this is for the refinance or the purchase of a primary residence. So let's start with conventional loans. These days, lenders rely on automated underwriting systems to preliminarily approve a loan application. So if you've applied for a conventional mortgage and your loan officer submits your application to an automated underwriting system and your application is approved, your loan officer will then read the approval, get into the details to see if the automated underwriter requires that you pay off any unpaid collection. Now, if you are required to pay as per the automated underwriting approval, then you have to pay the collection. But there's always a big but, right? But in this case, it's a good but. Do not pay the collection before the actual day of closing. So the first thing that should pop into your head right now is, how do you do that? How do I, you know, get approved for a loan if I need to pay off a collection and then not pay the collection until the day of closing? You bring the amount of the unpaid collection to your closing so that the title company can distribute the funds according to the instructions of the lender's approval. But why wouldn't you want to pay the collection ahead of time so that you have all of your ducks in a row prior to the lender's final approval on your application? The older an unpaid collection becomes, this is why you don't pay ahead of time or until you've talked to your loan officer. The older an unpaid collection becomes, the less effect it has on your credit score. Now that's a thinker, right? The older it becomes, the less effect it has on your credit score. So if your credit score is high enough or nearly high enough for the lender to approve your loan, then you wait until you're instructed by your loan officer to pay the unpaid collection. And then you pay it by including the funds needed to close your transaction in the first place. You include all of that money in the same amount so that the collection can be paid after your loan has been given final approval. If you pay that unpaid collection prior to talking to a lender, there goes the fire truck, guess what happens when your loan officer pulls your credit? Credit score could potentially go down. When you pay off the collection and the collection company notifies the credit bureaus, TransUnion, Equifax, and Experian, that you've paid that brand new collection, or that you've paid that collection, now they report that this brand new collection has been paid and your score can go down. So the moral of the story is, before you do anything with your credit, aside from at least paying your minimum payments, you talk to an experienced loan officer. I mean, it's typically what every experienced real estate agent tells their client when they're thinking about buying is, go talk to a loan officer. Have you talked to a loan officer? It really is the best advice. Are there differences between conventional and FHA applicants regarding unpaid collections? Yes. And the differences are not subtle. With FHA loans, most of the time you get a pass if the unpaid collection, new or old, is a medical bill. But if you have unpaid non-medical collections that total $2,000 or more, then with FHA, you do have to pay those. Those must be paid. And it's the same drill as with the conventional loan, right? You pay, you bring that money, you include it, that money for the unpaid collection in your cash that's required to close after your final approval, and then allow the title company that's handling your transaction to disperse the money, just like we would with the conventional. Do you feel fire hosed with information? I know this was a little bit longer than I had anticipated, but that's a lot of info. That's okay. Call an experienced loan officer to help you step by step down the right path of home ownership or the refinance that you want. Your realtor, typically, if you're buying, your real estate agent will know at least three names of experienced loan officers to recommend. They've probably worked with them in the past, and so that's a good place to go or a good resource. Or I might even know a good real estate agent myself that you could call. As I said in the beginning of this video, this information is mainly for mortgage applications for the purchase or refinance of a primary home. I hope you found this information helpful. If you have, let me know. If you found this video because it was shared with you by a real estate agent, let me know who that awesome person is in the comments. If you would like more information about this subject or any other mortgage or real estate related subject, call, text, or comment below. I am Jason Allen. I am your unpaid collection expert, and I hope to see you soon.